This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average computer programmer makes about $75,000 a year, which is more than double the national average. Yet by the year 2020, there will be less than half the qualified applicants needed for the 1.4 million projected computer science jobs in the U.S. With those numbers in mind, some Kansas City area high schools are ramping up their computer science curriculums. Reporting for KCUR, Kyle Palmer takes a closer look at one such class that pushes kids to think like programmers.
Though many kids have dreamt of Santa in his sleigh circling the globe on Christmas Eve, high school senior Bradley Covington has actually planned out St. Nick's route.
We had to think of all the problems that we could face, all the things, where he would travel, the direction he would travel, time zones. We had to actually specifically look up the time zones.
This fanciful-sounding thought experiment was actually Covington's first assignment this fall in a software development course at Summit Technology Academy in Lee Summit. It was meant to get Covington and his classmates to think like computer programmers.
You have to think about every possible thing that could go wrong and everything that you need to figure it out. That's how you have to think like a program.
Covington, a senior at Lee Summit North High School, is one of more than 40 students from schools around Jackson County who come to Summit Tech for 2 hours each weekday to learn advanced computer programming. Last year, veteran instructor Terry Yost says she had just 14 students, but she's not surprised at the course's rapid growth.
We're offering something different. We could teach from a book and say, oh, here's what you need to know, but we don't. We collate it to real-life situations.
Thinking like a programmer is a kind of mantra in Yost's class. Her students learn the basics of several coding languages, including HTML and C++, and they use these languages to type out intricate lines of code, creating fully functioning software programs in the process. But that's the easy part. They also do a lot of problem-solving, thinking through each step of a given program, planning it out, and correcting minute mistakes in their code, which can sometimes come down to a single typo.
I see a problem. You were supposed to, switches?
Yeah.
It's not indented correctly. Yeah, I
know. This type of hands-on collaborative work Yost students are doing is what groups like the KC STEM Alliance want to see more of in computer science classes in Kansas City. KC STEM Alliance Executive Director Laura Loyacono says there are innovative things happening in some schools, but too often schools treat students as only users of technology and not creators.
Students may be having iPads to do their work or using smartphones or other sorts of technology, which makes them a technology user, which is good, but that's far different than somebody who knows how to write code or work in computer science.
20 area high schools are partnering with the KC STEM Alliance to begin implementing a new computer science curriculum that pushes students to master multiple coding languages and build their own software. Yet, Loyacono acknowledges the hurdles schools will face in trying to stay up to date with a field as new and ever-changing as computer programming.
The jobs that these students will be entering in 4 to 5 years don't even exist now. That's especially true in coding. So it follows that most especially high schools and K-12 school districts are going to have a hard time developing curriculum that's going to keep up with industry needs and standards.
That sounds like a problem, but problems are something the young computer programmers at Summit Tech Academy are used to dealing with. Bradley Covington says it's annoying when one line of mistyped code can ruin his entire program. Yet,
because it's annoying, it makes me want to learn it more and it makes me want to try harder.
Now that's thinking like a programmer. For KCUR News, I'm Kyle Palmer.